Wednesday morning, we love talking technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. He joins us as always. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I thought, given what we've been going through, and we're always asking people how much rain have been falling at their place around the Hunter Valley, thought I would ask you about smart weather stations. Do these things exist?
Like almost anything now, from smart toothbrushes to smart forks, we also do have smart weather stations as well. So, yeah, if you are someone who wants to pay attention to, you know, the forecast or, I guess, the weather exactly where you live and not relying on weather reports, you can do that now. You can have your own weather station, your own rain gauges, and even ones that measure the wind speeds as well.
So it's just a bit more elaborate than an old schooner glass out the back with markings on it.
Look, that used to be the best way. Just put a bucket outside and wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
But now you've got brands like Natatmo, which have been making weather stations for some time, where you can have an indoor gauge and an outdoor gauge and essentially have your own, you know, data collection station. But now they've got attachments for rain gauges as well as for the wind. And the rain gauge one is interesting because as soon as it starts to rain, you can get a notification on your phone to say that it's raining. And that's probably more useful if you're not home rather than when you are home being told it's raining outside. But yeah, you can certainly do that, have your own measurements, and even sort of form part of a community of weather stations where everyone who's got one actually publicly shares that data with each other. So you can see the weather from anywhere, essentially.
So would you be able to tie that into a irrigation system, for example, to be able to switch it on and off automatically depending upon how much rain's falling?
Yeah, that is one of the best ways to do it. And again, we also have smart watering systems and they can connect to weather stations so that, say, for example, you've got a schedule on your watering system to go Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Well, look, if the forecast on Monday is that it's going to rain, there's no need to turn on that sprinkler. So it uses those weather stations to do that, as well as current catchments. So if you are, you know, picking up rain that day, don't water the garden this afternoon because the watering system will now know that it's already rained, you know, 20 millimetres today, for example. So, yeah, full control of your whole weather and the watering system.
The Natatmo system that you're talking about, are they expensive?
Look, you need to have the weather station to begin with, and that costs about $250. But then after that, these add-ons like the rain gauge, or if you want to do the one that does the wind, I can't pronounce the actual word, it's anemometer or something like that. If you've got one of those as well, they're about $150 each. So you get those two set up, they connect straight to the weather station, but you can have them about 100 metres away from the weather station. So place it where you really want to.
So you could put it on your roof, for example.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people tend to put them on a post with a bit of a rail and actually then have the rain gauge and the wind station on there as well. That way you're at least catching it exactly where you want it to be.
I know the internet is the answer to this question, but if we wanted to buy gear like this, is there anyone that retails it?
Yeah, most of the retailers will have it, whether it's Bing Lee, JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, all the big ones do. I think Natatmo has become one of the bigger brands. You may even find it out of Bunnings as well if you look closely.
Far more useful than that sign that you see with a piece of string saying that if the string is wet, it's been raining, and if it's moving to the left, it's windy.
I love that one. And if the string is missing, someone took it.
Yeah. It's a cyclone, level 5.
That's right. I remember that.
All right, Jeff Quattromani, thank you very much for talking weather stations. We'll catch up and talk more technology next week.
Pleasure. Thank you.